Representative Sean Patrick Maloney absent from Democrat calls for Cuomo resignation. By Hannah Blow on March 2, 2021. Representative Sean Patrick Maloney, DNY, chairman of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, DCCC, has yet to join the calls for Governor Andrew Cuomo, DNY, to resign amid mounting allegations of sexual harassment, only voicing public support for an independent investigation. These allegations of sexual harassment are serious and require a fully independent investigation. Women deserve to be heard, Maloney said on Monday morning, hours before news broke of a third woman accusing Cuomo of acting inappropriately. However, Maloney has refrained from going as far as Representative Kathleen Rice, DNY, who called for the Democrat governor's resignation Monday night. Breitbart News reached out to Maloney's office, inquiring whether he agrees with his Democrat colleague in calling for Cuomo to step down, but his office did not provide a comment. Notably, Maloney was quick to publicly speak out against then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh following his accuser's allegations, deeming them credible. Cuomo released a statement after a second woman came forward with allegations of sexual harassment, stating that his interactions may have been insensitive or too personal and acknowledging that some of my comments, given my position, made others feel in ways I never intended. I acknowledge some of the things I have said have been misinterpreted as an unwanted flirtation. To the extent anyone felt that way, I am truly sorry about that, Cuomo said, calling for an outside, independent review that looks at these allegations. That's not an apology, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio said in response to Cuomo's statement Monday. He seemed to be saying, "Oh, I was just kidding around. You know, sexual harassment is not funny. It's serious. It has to be taken seriously." And he just, clearly, was letting himself off the hook for something that, for the women involved, sounded pretty terrifying. The mayor continued, adding that the nursing home scandal should not be forgotten in the midst of the mounting allegations. Both these issues need to be looked into independently, thoroughly, and we need to know what has to change as a result, he said. A third woman stepped forward Monday night, prompting another wave of scrutiny toward the Democrat governor.